Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. I am John Fowler, and I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you had a great weekend. It was a nice weekend. We got a little bit of rain, but that's okay. But today is the best day ever. My wife was walking out of the house this morning on her way to work, and one of the things she said, and that just sparked a good message for today, she said, "Today is the best day ever." And I think, wow, hallelujah. It is for sure. And I just want to let you know that God is good all the time. God is good. Like I say, good morning to you. I'm broadcasting from the Connect Center in Taze Valley, West Virginia. We have two campuses, the Pulse in Winfield, as well as the Pulse in Gassaway, West Virginia. We also have a Christian school that's about to open. So we encourage you that if you're interested in being a part of that, that you check us out. And it's a Christian school that is in both locations in Braxton County as well as Taze Valley. So encourage you to share the morning show this morning. And like I say, I hope that you are encouraged. Today is the best day ever. You say, well, you haven't been at work with me for the past hour. You don't know what happened over the weekend. You don't know how the struggles that I've had this week with addiction or with a relationship. Well, let me tell you something. God is still good even when we go through things. Even when we go through things, God is still good. And so I want to encourage you today. And I've got some scriptures for you. And the first one I'm going to read to you is Psalm 118, verse 24. And it goes along with what we're talking about today. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's all we got to do is just be glad in it. You know, a lot of people are moody. Have you ever noticed that there are people that you work with that are sometimes they're moody, or maybe a relative that you hang around with and they're moody too? Have you ever noticed that? Well, have you ever wondered why that people are like that? Well, it may be the fact is, people say, well, it's a hormone imbalance, or they need to take their Prozac, or they need to know. You just need Jesus. Jesus will help you. I think there was one theologian that one time had said that if you will pray in the Holy Ghost for at least 20 minutes over your situation, then it won't be as bad as what you thought. So I thought, well, that's a good thing. So I encourage you to do that. If you absolutely are going through something this morning, just spend some time with Jesus. And I guarantee you that he can make everything right. Say, well, you don't understand because you may be watching today and you may have cancer or you may be struggling financially. I'm going to give you some scriptures that will help you today to be able to overcome a lot of the things that you're struggling with. A lot of people struggle with depression. And I want to encourage you that, let me tell you something, there are things out there called the Bible and calls not only that, but church, Jesus, that can help you through the process. You say, buddy, don't step on there with me because I've suffered with this for years. Well, I want to show you that Jesus can take care of you, and Jesus can help you, and Jesus can deliver you. The problem that I see so many times, and I think I heard somebody say this the other day, but I've preached this for a long time, and we'd like to welcome your comments. Good morning, Danielle. Hope you're having a great day today. Thank you for watching. And Lindsay Prater, I'm headed your way real soon. Penny Stout in Braxton County, hope you're having a great day today as well. But today is your best day ever. Today is your best day ever. But I'm going to give you some things that will help you through the process of the day. And I don't want you to ever say that, well, the depression's not real, or anxiety's not real, or the things that I struggle with aren't real. You don't want to live in denial that these things don't exist, but you need to know how to deal with those things, because you don't want to just brush them underneath the carpet and then they fester, and the next thing you know, you're walking around this big pile of dirt that's underneath this carpet, which is all your addiction, all your struggles, all your heartaches, all the things that you're going through in your life. And so what happens if you can get through those things instead of walking around them, but clean them up and deal with them? Let me tell you something. God can do great things with you. And I appreciate you watching this morning from the Connect Center in Taze Valley, West Virginia. This is the Pulse WV Live. Hey, you got an exciting thing that happened in Braxton County yesterday. We had a lady that got saved yesterday in our church, and we're just so thankful that that God is in the saving business. And I take it back to two things. Number one, people that get saved, they're invited by somebody else within your church. Not only that, people are saved because they're drawn. And what happens is God begins to draw that person, because we pray every night at 8 p.m., and we encourage you to be a part of that. Anybody that wants to be a part of our prayer time, it's not just a church thing. It's a universal church prayer that we do at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 every night, and we would love to have you to be a part of it. So we want to encourage you. It's on our Facebook page, and it has the number and the code for you to be able to get into it. So here's some things that I want to let you know, that in the scripture that I just read to you, some of you that have just joined, June, it's good to hear from you. Kate, Kelly, hope you're doing okay. We love you. And Diana, thank you for watching this morning, and we appreciate you being a part of the program this morning. As I read to you, if you're just joining, today is your best day ever, and this is in Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, because God is faithful. God is wonderful. You know, there's things that we go through in our lives, but God can help us through those things. And one of the things that we have to understand, that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57, let me give you this scripture, because it all goes back to God's word. You can have an opinion on something, but when it comes back to your opinion, it doesn't really matter if it doesn't line up with God's word. It has to line up with His word. And because God's word never lies. Okay, let me give you this. The reason why it's your best day ever, because in 2 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." If you're driving down the road and you don't want to mess your hair up, roll down your window and say, "I am victorious in Christ." Look over at the person beside of you that you're working with and say, "I am victorious in Christ." Let me tell you why you need to start confessing this, because what you confess is what you possess. So if you want to continue down a spiral road of depression, if you want to continue to be whole humdrum on a Monday morning, there's people that say that. People that say that all the time. They say, "Oh, I hate Mondays." I love Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. Let me tell you something, because this is the day. Tomorrow will be the day that the Lord has made. You say, "Well, how can the people in Texas and Alabama and Louisiana that are getting ready to have two storms to collide in their area, how can that be that this is the day that the Lord has made? Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Let me ask you something. Is God's love conditional? Is God's love conditional? Is God an emotional roller coaster? Do you think He's torn up by the coronavirus? Do you think He's torn up by that storm that's coming through there? Is He aware of all these things that are going on? Absolutely. But let me tell you something. Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, does not change. So therefore, if the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God is inside of us, then we should not change either. We should look for a constant, consistent attitude within our lives. Have you ever been in a business, or you ever been in a place that where you worked, and it seems like that when that person comes to work, come on now, I spent 19 years in banking. I absolutely know. When that person comes to work, you roll your eyes because you're thinking, "Oh boy, here we go. Here comes Mrs. Doom and Gloom, or Mr. Doom and Gloom." And you wonder, you think, "Oh man, do I really have to listen to this today?" Especially on Mondays, because they talk about the weekend and they complain. Can I give you some advice? Stop talking about what's wrong in your life and start talking about what's right in your life. Can you do that? "Well, but I'm hurting financially," or "my child is on drugs," or I'm not denying those things happen. No, I'm not denying. Say, "Well, preacher, you're not walking down the road that I'm walking in." No, but you're not walking in my shoes either. But let me tell you something. What we can do with Jesus, this is our best day ever, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, and we are victorious. Like I read to you that we are victorious. And when you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, "But thanks be to God." That's the only thing we can be. which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know when we got the victory? We got the victory at the cross. And people try not to talk about the cross. They don't want to talk about what happened at the cross. They're trying to take the blood out of the hymn book. Let me give you the next scripture, and this is verse 58. And this is, like I say, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57, and here is 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. He says, be ye steadfast, brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that you labor not in vain in the Lord. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Kristen, good to have you watching this morning. Kim, good to have you watching. Donna, thanks for watching this morning. Hey, Melody, hope you're having a great day. June, thank you for watching. Janice and Larry, thank you all for watching as well. And Kathy, thank you for watching. My sister working today. So I want to give you this again. My beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. All righty, let's talk about that. If we are steadfast and if we are unmovable, the Bible says, I shall not be moved. The song says, when the battle rages, I shall not be moved. You know, I always thought that the person that wrote that song, I Shall Not Be Moved, had a problem with constipation. Yeah, I said it, didn't I? I always wondered about that. You know, there was a little girl outside of, after I got done preaching yesterday morning, she looks at me and she says, Pastor John, and she's tugging on one, she says, are you a comedian? And I said, well, if I am, I've been working for free for a long time. But yeah, you think about it. I shall not be moved. I remember going into a bathroom one time, and the sign right in front of the stall says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's hysterical. Oh, come on, you know it's funny. Straighten up your halo. Here we go. That's hysterical. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Now, let's talk about this. And this is in 1 Corinthians. Hope you have your Bibles. Get them out there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57, 58 is where we are today. I'm not even going to get half done, but that's okay. If the Lord tarries, we have all week. If the Lord takes me to heaven, then you can get it on your own. But thanks be to God, which giveth the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let me tell you something. We can take that a step further. Let me tell you something. But you don't know the physical problems that I'm having. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the struggles that I have. I can't change the word for your situation, okay? I can't change the word. The word says, no matter what I'm going through and no matter what you're going through, I need to be steadfast. I need to be unmovable. That means if I'm unmovable, that means that I can't be shaken. And the problem with the church today is the church doesn't know the word well enough to where we're shaken by every circumstance that goes on in this world. And church, we're not supposed to be that way because we are victorious. I read it to you already. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57. That's what he said. He gave us the victory. We have the victory through everything. Everything that we're going through, we have the victory. We have the victory through our sickness. We have the victory through our children. We have the victory through our finances. God wants to do great things in you. And that's why I'm here to encourage you today, because this is your best day ever. So he wants us to be steadfast. He wants us to be unmovable. And he wants us to always be abounding. Here's what he wants. Jesus wants us to always be moving up and not going down. You know, the band director, Dr. Cavender from the University of Michigan, said this, mediocrity is the standard of excellence for the incompetent. If you have a goal of nothing, then guess what? You'll hit it every time. Here's the thing. What are your goals? Because you already know that Jeremiah 29:11, God knows the thoughts that he has for you to prosper you. He wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed. Let me ask you this. Are you in a bad relationship? Get out of it. You can't change him. You can't change her. You say, well, I'm a Christian, but that person's not a Christian. And you say, well, you're going to be the one to save that person? It doesn't work that way. Normally what happens in 31 years of preaching and ministering, I've seen this happen so many times, you very seldom ever see that turnaround in a good way. What happens is you see that that person gets tore down and they get out of church and don't even stick around because the person puts so much pressure on them. And so I want to encourage you that if you're in a bad relationship, get out of it. And see, here's what happens. And I said this in a sermon yesterday. What happens many times is we have these relationships and we say, okay, if I say the right thing, it'll get better. If I do the right thing, it'll get better. Let me tell you something. There is nothing worse than being in a relationship that God is not in. Now, if you're married, let me tell you something. I'm not telling you to get out of your marriage. I'm not telling you to get out of your marriage. I'm telling you get him, her on every prayer chain that you could possibly get and get them on. Because let me tell you something. Jesus can save them. Jesus can save them. You can't save them, but Jesus can. But the Bible tells us that yet a man be drawn. That's the only way that he can be saved. Well, I'm confined to a wheelchair or I'm confined to this. And so I'm not going to have the best day ever. Why not? Why can't you find something good within that day? I remember there was a lady in a church that we attended years and years ago. Her name was Clady Johnson. Clady was a wonderful person. She was a wonderful person. She didn't have much money, but yet she had the love of Jesus, and she had crippling arthritis. Crippling arthritis. But she could write a card, and she could also dial a phone. Back in those days, we had the rotary phone. I know a lot of you probably had never seen a rotary phone. And so what happens is she would call you if you missed on Sunday. Or not only that, she would send you a card for your birthday. And she was a wonderful lady. See, where we are in our life, where we are right now in our life, you're saying it's not the best day ever because I'm really struggling. My marriage is in trouble. My finances is in trouble. Then I want to encourage you to start getting in God's Word. Quit watching all the shows that absolutely will tear you down and the news and get in God's Word. Absolutely. I want to encourage you to do that because Jesus loves you and Jesus knows where you are and Jesus wants to take care of you because he loves us. So let's continue here. All righty. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We've also learned that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. And you have to encourage yourself and you have to start speaking life over yourself. Don't speak death over you. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. You know why it says it that way? Because there's more of an emphasis on the death part. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There's you another one. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Let me tell you something. What's in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. And let me tell you something. There's some of you talk so stinking negative about stuff. You're so negative. You need to rebuke that negative spirit off of you because if you're a child of the King, if you are a child of the Most High God, you're not supposed to be in that negative world because this is your best day ever. Boy, I'm preaching to you today. Hallelujah. 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 God's so faithful. He is so faithful. So I want to encourage you today to walk victorious. Walk in him. Sean, good to have you watching today. Donna, good to have you watching. Michelle, good to have you watching this morning. Let's see, who else we have watching? We have a lot of people watching here today, and we appreciate that so much. Let me just, before we go today, I want to encourage you to go over to our YouTube page for the Pulse Winfield Live and the Pulse Gasaway. Subscribe to our YouTube channels. Also, this study that we do every day on the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition is on Spotify. It's also on Google Play and as well as Apple Podcast. these things, all go on there and search it and subscribe to our channels, and it will help us, and we would appreciate if you do that. I'm going to stop right there because that's a lot to chew on. Go back and watch it again. Send it. Share. Send it to your buddies. Send it to the people that you know that need it. If there's somebody that's negative in your office area, if you've got a family member that's negative, if you got a person that absolutely that you just roll your eyes when they walk in, send this to them. Now don't stare, and don't send it to them and say, I just know you needed this because you're the most negative person in the world. Don't do that. Love, encourage, and edify. Let me pray for you. Jesus, we love you today. We thank you, God, that we're not supposed to be moved in circumstances. Father, we pray, Father, for the storms that are coming through Texas and Louisiana. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for safety on the people. Father, safety on the people in these areas. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name, Father, Lord, that these storms won't be as bad as what they say. You rebuke the storm, and the storm dissipated, and we rebuke these storms in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. If you're looking for a church, I encourage you to be a part of the Winfield campus that's right now meeting at the Copper House in Hurricane, 10:30 a.m. If you're looking for a church in Gasway, let me ask you something. Help me to understand something. How can you maintain a victorious life if you don't go to church? Come on, help me here. How can you? If you're not forsaking the assembling together and being with Jesus, giving you a place to give and to tithe and to enjoy fellowship with one another, let me tell you something. How do you do it? Text me and tell me how to do it, and then I'll start staying home. If I can maintain a successful Christian life at home, hey, I can do that. You tell me. But I'm out here to help you. Kim, good to have you watching today. If you want to give to this ministry, there's three different ways you can give to it. We do have cost involved, but hey, let me tell you something. God is so faithful because tithing will help you. Giving an offering will help you. I watched a minister last night raise $1,000 in about 5 minutes, and he's doing it to help children. If you give today, then a portion of what we give today will go to stop sex trafficking in West Virginia. There's going to be an event. Get your calendar out. October 24th, I'll tell you more about it. St. Timothy Lutheran Church, along with Perot Presbyterian Church in Cross Lanes, West Virginia, as well as both locations of the Pulse Church, Winfield and Braxton County, are involved in a seminar that's coming up on October the 24th at St. Timothy Lutheran Church. And I'll let you know who all the guest speakers are. It's going to be an all-day seminar that you're invited to on that Saturday. All day food will be provided, and it's going to give you an awareness of the sex trafficking that's going on in West Virginia and in the United States and how we can put a stop to it. Let me tell you something. If you want to help in this endeavor, I encourage you to give. You can go to our Facebook page. You can also go to our P.O. Box 141 in Gasaway, and also go to our website, thepulsewv.com, and you can give through PayPal, and a portion of it will go towards the stopping of sex trafficking in West Virginia. We'll do this again tomorrow, and thank you for watching, and we love you, and we pray that you have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Because why? This is your best day ever.